This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Filene Research Institute's very own Taylor Nelms. He was here talking about what are thriving smaller credit unions doing differently than others. So, and there's a very large number of thriving smaller credit unions out there that Taylor has brought to our attention. And they did a study with Community Group that lasted well over a year and finding out what's making these smaller credit unions tick and thrive at the same time. So, fascinating conversation with Taylor here. So check it out. Welcome back to our show and on today's program. Oh my goodness, look who is here. Filene's very own Taylor Nelms. Taylor, how are you, sir?
Mike, I'm doing very well. It's great to be back. It's been too long.
No, it feels like decades since you've been on. It's only probably been a few months. Well, we're glad to have you back in any amount of time. But today we're talking about something that's near and dear to a lot of our hearts in this industry, and that's smaller credit unions. And in this case, you guys did a study on what are smaller credit unions who are thriving doing differently. So I saw this one, oh my gosh, and I saw your name associated with it. So I had to have you on to talk about this type of stuff. So, but before we dive into some of the details, can you give us a quick overview of what you guys were looking for in the study?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. Thank you so much. And this is a great opportunity to showcase not only some new research from Filene, but what I think is a really great demonstration of collaboration in action in the credit union system. So a little over a year ago, CUNY Mutual Group and Filene partnered to launch a new research study, what I think ultimately ended up being a really groundbreaking research study on the strengths, challenges, and opportunities facing smaller credit unions. The idea came about actually in a conversation between credit union league and association leaders that was hosted by a call hosted by Filene in the fall of 2021. And the question was really, you know, what can we do better as leaders in the industry, as system partners, to support and advance the growth and impact of smaller credit unions? So CUNY Mutual Group and Filene spent a year studying the drivers of success, really the definitions and the drivers of success among smaller credit unions, and spun out an additional study looking specifically at the opportunities for collaboration among smaller credit unions and the credit union system as a whole. We knew this was important, but as we started to dig into some of the data, we realized just how important this was. Now, Mike, you know, we all know the vast majority of credit unions are small. More than 3/4 of all credit unions are under $250 million in assets. But we also know that the number of small credit unions is decreasing, right? I mean, just the historical kind of perspective is helpful here. So in like 1979, there were just over 17,000 credit unions under $100 million in assets. That number was 12,000 in 1990, just over 9,000 in 2000, you know, 5,700 or so in 2010, and just over 3,000 in 2021. Now, when we see those numbers, I think the assumption is, and this is the assumption that we heard throughout our study, is that small credit unions are struggling. But when you actually look at the data, that's simply not true. There is a formidable population of small credit unions that are not just surviving, not just hanging in there, but actually thriving. So just to give you a few little tidbits, we looked at data, and I can dig into this more in our conversation, but we looked at data between 2005 and 2021. And we looked at all credit unions under $250 million in assets in 2005. And we divided those groups into two cohorts, credit unions that eventually by 2021 grew above $250 million in assets, and those that grew but stayed below that $250 million assets threshold, just as a kind of rule of thumb, right? When we looked at both of those groups, we found that there were populations of credit unions within both groups that actually outperformed the credit union industry at large in terms of asset growth, loan growth, member growth, basically any performance metric you can think of.
Right.
And in fact, when we took individual years, we saw that that population of fast growing, you know, high performing credit unions, no matter what the metric was, mm-hmm. effectively had the same ROA and many other performance metrics as a peer group of credit unions over $1 billion. In fact, we put together a peer group of around credit unions that have around $5 billion in assets and compared those to the top performing credit unions in 2021. And we saw that those smaller credit unions, the high performing ones, had effectively the same ROA as that peer group of $5 billion credit unions. So it's simply not the case that small credit unions are automatically struggling. There are thriving small credit unions, and it's worth it to ask, what are they doing differently?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, so that said, I'm going to ask you the $64,000 question, Taylor. So what are they doing that's helping them thrive? Because like you said, the overwhelming message that we've all heard in, you know, the industry publications, things like that, oh my gosh, the small credit unions, they need all the help. I mean, sure, some do. There's some in that area for sure. But this study that you guys did is turning that that impression on its head.
Yeah, I think it's really important. The number one finding that we walked away with was small credit unions can and do succeed. So, you know, what are the conditions, right, for success for small credit unions? We did a bunch of financial analysis. Again, we looked at those cohorts of credit unions under $250 million in assets. We looked at their financials year over year for every year since 2005.
Okay.
Which encompasses a bunch of different economic eras, right? We got the right before the global financial crisis era, right after the global financial crisis era, zero interest rate era, you know, rising interest rate. We got COVID era, right? Yeah. So there's a lot that goes into those years, and the operating environment has changed quite a bit over the last 15 years. At the same time, we did a lot of qualitative research. We sat down with listening sessions with leaders of small credit unions, many of whom belonged to that cohort of thriving small credit unions, as well as with many system experts. And I'll just say right at the outset, this study wouldn't have been possible without not only the support and collaboration of Community Mutual Group, but all of the collaboration that went into that qualitative research, all of those listening sessions and in-depth interviewing. We have some case studies that that we can now share with the public. So it is really an example of how research and our understanding really of the credit union industry overall can benefit from collaboration. Yeah. But so, you know, to get right to your question, what did we find? We found really that the difference between thriving small credit unions and those smaller credit unions that may need more support is really a strategic approach. It's not like one, you know, formula, one balance sheet metric that's going to make all the difference. It's really a different approach to thinking about how to solve for the problem of success, how to solve for the problem of thriving as a financial services provider in the contemporary marketplace. So we put together a little framework. We call it a puzzle solving mindset. So this is the mindset that leaders of small credit unions, thriving small credit unions, take when they try to piece together their strategy. And there's five puzzle pieces.
Okay.
So I'll just name them and then we can dive in to each one of them. So number one is the market. Thriving small credit unions have a very clear sense of who they serve.
Okay.
Number two, every thriving small credit union has a compelling identity that's tailored or curated or shaped in some way for that very specific market. Third, thriving small credit unions and their leaders embrace strategic trade-offs to invest in high payoff product services and operational areas that matter most for their market and their identity. Fourth, they all communicate very proactively the why behind those strategic trade-offs, not just to their members, but to a bunch of different stakeholders, including their employees, their boards of directors, community partners, vendors, and regulators.
Gotcha.
And then finally, they do share some balance sheet similarities. There's no one formula, like I was saying, but there are some commonalities.
Okay.
Thriving small credit unions lend deeply and inclusively into their memberships. They really focus on deep member engagement, authentic, long-term relationships mm-hmm. with members. And they use their balance sheet very proactively to tell the story behind their strategy. So those are the five puzzle pieces, okay. The market, identity, strategy, stakeholders, and a balance sheet.
And they all kind of complement each other. Is that what you're finding as well? Not one's not kind of, they're not like a standalone type of thing. They all kind of complement each other. And
yeah, they all kind of have to be in place to really function right. well. We certainly see some credit unions, you know, really putting a lot of emphasis in one, you know, one puzzle piece or another puzzle piece. Right. But ultimately, what matters is that they all fit together into one, you know, compelling, comprehensive, strategic approach.
So can these strategies, these five pieces of the puzzle, can these be implemented at larger credit unions? Can larger credit, because you alluded to it a little bit earlier, I think larger credit unions can adopt some of these as well, right?
Yeah, 100%. You read my mind. What we really walked away with is a strategic framework for all credit unions.
Yeah, there you go.
And in fact, Mike, one of the very first things that we learned, I think it was in our very first listening session, was that, you know, people's definitions of small vary widely, right? So yeah. Ask any number of credit union experts what counts as a small credit union, and you're going to get that number of answers, definitely. Right? Definitely. So, you know, we did that. We asked folks, you know, what counts as small to you? And for some folks, it was, oh, you know, $10 million in assets or below, or $100 million in assets or below, or $250 million, or $500 million. Others, we got answers that were like, you know, really anything under $1 billion in assets.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, you know, if you think about the wider landscape of financial services provision in the United States, even the largest credit unions, barring just a few, are still quite small compared to, you know, those big multi-regional banks or obviously the big national commercial banks.
Yeah.
So there are lessons here for all credit unions who are seeking to better allocate their limited resources mm-hmm. to the greatest impact for their yeah. for their organizations. And again, you know, it's not like you have to choose one market or one identity or one, you know, set of strategic trade-offs or one set of stakeholders. It's about piecing together a puzzle that makes sense for your organization.
Right. Yeah, obviously those five pieces, they complement each other. And there's a kind of the threads that stream through so many of the credit unions out there. So that's an obvious one for sure. And I should have asked this in the very beginning, but I didn't because I got all carried away with my big question. What are they doing differently? But what was the why behind this study? Did you guys discover, hey, you know what? There's a lot of credit unions out there that are really doing well. Maybe we should do a study on this. Was that kind of the spark that started this, or was it?
Yeah, the initial question was, you know, what can we do to support smaller credit unions?
Right.
And what we found was maybe we can learn from them. And in fact, it's that reframing of the question that I think is really at the core of what we learned.
Mm-hmm.
So often when we think about the identity of smaller credit unions, right, we get that very pessimistic view, right? That small credit unions are risky, they're poorly run, they need oversight, they're vulnerable, they're resource constrained, they're unsophisticated, something must be broken, that's why they're so small, yeah. right? All of these things, you've heard them all, right? Sure. Either publicly or behind closed doors. In reality, when we talked to the leaders of thriving small credit unions, we heard a very different story. Those thriving small credit unions, objectively in their data, as well as subjectively in their self-perceptions, right, have a very different idea of what kind of organizations they are. They're tailored, they're nimble, they're essential, they're keyed into their members' needs. They're more innovative and agile because they're smaller. They're making a difference for their members and they're for their community. They're doing what's right, right? They're special. They can be very exciting organizations, visionary even organizations. And in fact, you know, again, when you look at the data, you can see those self-perceptions play out objectively. And so yeah. I think it's really important for all of us as we really think about the credit union system as a whole, you know, it's important to flip the script on how we talk about credit unions. Yeah. And again, credit unions of all sizes, because when you look at the way that credit unions operate, there's some real differences that start with assessing the strengths of mm-hmm. those credit unions, not just their risks and weaknesses.
Well, and what's the definition of success? Because you named a few metrics out there. Obviously, ROA is one of them. And there's a lot of smaller credit unions out there that will never be a $1 billion credit union. And they don't want to be a $1 billion credit union. They want to, best serve their niche. So did you guys have some sort of set parameter of like, what's the definition of success for these smaller credit unions?
We went in really open-minded because we didn't want to define for small credit unions or their members what counts as success. We really did want to understand, what does success mean to you? Mm-hmm. And we got a variety of definitions. But one of the things that was very common was that the leaders of thriving small credit unions rarely, if ever, define growth, asset growth, by itself as a success metric.
Yeah.
Rather, asset growth is an outcome of a successful strategy. So instead, we got a lot of different definitions, but many of them were focused around member service, mm-hmm. right? Like, we know we're doing a good job when we're able to meet the needs of our members. Well, how do we know that?
Right.
Let's look at lending. Let's look at deposits. Let's look at member relationships and member service. Let's look at community impact. There's a variety of ways that you could create your own little balanced scorecard, right, around what, meeting your members' needs, member service really looks like. But what matters is you know your market, you've built an organizational identity around the needs of that market, you're willing to make strategic trade-offs to actually target the products and services that matter most for those needs and for your identity, and then you're able to tell the story, either, directly in communication with your stakeholders or on your balance sheet.
Yeah. Did you all guys also look, and this may be one of the five pieces of the puzzle, but I've learned over the years that smaller credit unions that are successes or that thrive partner really well as well. Because I keep thinking of Linda Bodie at Element. She was one of the ones that said to me, Mike, if you can partner really well strategically, you can thrive in these. So I always think back to Linda.
Awesome. Well, I think there's many organizations like Linda's, but it's a great example of a thriving small credit union. And you can see the way that Linda has turned some of those assumptions about small credit unions on their heads, mm-hmm. right? Like, you think that we're not innovative. We're going to be the very first credit union to ever take remote deposit capture. Very first financial institution to ever accept remote deposit capture. You think we're not innovative? We're going to be partnering with the state of West Virginia to be the the banking partner for the legalized cannabis industry. There's a variety of ways that Linda has led her organization. And if you look at the landscape across the United States of smaller credit unions, there are stories like that begging to be told. So that was part of what we really wanted to do here. But you asked about collaboration, and collaboration was absolutely one of the success factors that came up over and over again. Mm-hmm. We ended up writing an entire separate white paper on collaboration among small credit unions. So folks will have to look in the show notes and go, download both reports. They're both open to the entire public. You don't need to be a Filene member. It's part of the collaboration with CUNA Mutual Group. And you can look at both the paper that looks at solving the puzzle of credit union success, thriving small credit unions, and at collaboration among small credit unions. So we found that small credit unions, thriving small credit unions, collaborate in five areas. They share their knowledge and their learnings. They share products and services. They share technology and infrastructure. Mm-hmm. They share people and talent.
Yep.
And they actually share strategy. And one of the best examples of this, we spent some time learning about the faith-based credit union alliance, mm-hmm. but you could look at the Defense Credit Union Council if you wanted to look at a larger organization. Both of those organizations are built around credit unions that share a market, roughly speaking, very generally, right? And therefore can share learnings about what kinds of strategic trade-offs make the most sense for that market. So it's a really, really powerful way to think about how you can structure a collaboration among smaller credit unions. Now, we also learned that there's a lot of opportunities to grow collaboration among smaller credit unions. Mm-hmm. And really, two of the biggest areas were in technology and people. We have some great examples of how this can happen, but there's still lots of opportunity to help small credit unions, support small credit unions, defray the costs and promote some efficiencies in acquiring really two of the costliest pieces of running a financial institution these days, which is technology people.
Yeah, you're right about that for sure. Yeah, and just based on what I've seen of the, of this study, this could be broken down in many areas. There could be a white paper on every paragraph that you guys put on this one. That's how deep it is. That's how robust it is. So yeah, it's fantastic information here. And you kind of stole my thunder just a little bit, Taylor, on my last question, because I was going to ask you, what lessons did you learn here? Was there a big lesson that you guys learned in here, or something unexpected that you guys learned?
Yeah, we really came out, in the end with two sets of recommendations, say, right? Two big sets of lessons learned. One of them is for the leaders of thriving small credit union, really of the leaders of all credit unions. And that has to do with the strategic framework that we think can be a successful way to apply the lessons learned of this research. So, embrace the challenges of running your credit union as a puzzle to be solved. Prioritize learning the needs of your community and identify that core market, right? Articulate and reinforce a clear organizational identity. Create a cohesive strategy, right, that embraces those trade-offs. Communicate proactively, especially with your regulators. That's maybe one that people forget, but actually bringing the regulator in a consultative way can help, communicate the why behind your strategy. Yeah. And then leverage the balance sheet really to tell your story, and, lend deeply and inclusively and prioritize member engagement. So for the leaders of credit unions, those are some of the core lessons learned.
Yeah.
We had another set of lessons for system partners. They might not be running credit unions, but they are absolutely essential to the health and longevity, really sustainability of the credit union system overall. And our number one recommendation there is we have to change the narrative around small credit unions. We have to start from a place of strengths and opportunities, as well as recognizing some of the risks, limitations, okay, and challenges of running a resource-constrained operation. But running a small credit union is a whole lot like running a small business. And so there's real strengths, there's real opportunities that are associated with being small. Mm-hmm. So system partners can help credit unions better understand their members and market position. They can help support credit union operations, especially in lending and to some degree in marketing. And we can support credit union people. Ultimately, credit unions, no matter if they're small or large, are their people.
Yeah.
And so what we can do is help support the development of people, help alleviate some of the succession challenges that many small institutions have, and develop that pipeline of strong credit union leadership for the future.
All right, Taylor, that was the fastest 25 minutes I've ever experienced in my life. There's so much good stuff in there. It just, time flies. I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, oh my gosh, 25 minutes has gone by so fast.
Yeah. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Mike. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to share about this this research. It's really been more than a year in the making, and one that we're a project that we're very excited to share widely.
Oh, I'm very excited to have you on and to share this as well, because I think it not only benefits the smaller credit unions that are out there looking for strategies and other ways to succeed, but it also helps other credit unions out there, no matter your size. So yeah, so I think there's such valuable information in here. So I had to have you on. I'm so glad I did. So thank you so much again. Once again, Taylor. Well, go ahead,
Mike, but before we end, let me just give a final shout out to some of the folks that we worked with on this project. So Gary Singleton over at Cuda Mutual Group, absolutely essential to making this project happen. And Lily Newfarmer and all of her colleagues at the Credit Union Women's Leadership Alliance, really critical in not only getting this project up off of the ground, but assisting us with the research and helping us understand the decision-making at thriving small credit union. So thanks to those two and to their organizations for making this research possible.
Yeah, two great, great people in our industry for sure. And Lily, oh my gosh, if you guys haven't met Lily, she is a mover and a shaker for sure. So all in a good way. So yeah. So all right. Thanks again, Taylor. Appreciate it. And we'll put all the links in the show notes so people can get right to it. Check them out for more details, because again, there's a lot more to this than just what we talked about in the last 20, 25 minutes. So yeah. All righty, sir. I'm going to let you get back to work, but thank you again, Taylor, for coming on. And let's not have you such a big gap in between visits. All right. Let's have you
on. I'm ready to come on weekly, Mike, if that's what's required.
Deal. Deal. All right. Well, until
thank you for the time.
Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.